Hey kids, I'm Atlanta Falcons linebacker Akeem Dent, and I'm here with this week's Read with the Falcon. And today I'll be reading Ding Dong Gorilla by Michelle Robinson. You know we ordered a pizza, a great big one with extra cheese. Well, I'm afraid I have some bad news. You see, while you upstairs getting ready for dinner, the doorbell rang. Ding dong. I thought it must be the pizza boy, so I answered it. It was definitely not the pizza boy. I didn't invite the gorilla in. He just barged right past me. He went straight to my toy box and dumped everything out to get the crayons. He did lots of coloring, but it wasn't very good at all, staying between the lines. But that's not the bad news. When the gorilla got bored, he stomped off to watch TV. He went through all my movies, but at least he put them back afterwards. Just not in the right places. That's not the bad news either. Next, the gorilla wanted to play dress up. I couldn't stop him. He put all my clothes, and most of yours too. Then he left them in a dirty pile on my bedroom floor. But even that's not such bad news. At least he washed some of them. I thought perhaps the gorilla was overexcited, so I sent him outside to get some fresh air. But he got some fresh flowers instead. The garden doesn't look so pretty anymore. The gorilla wanted to play soccer next, but it was getting dark. So he came back inside. It wasn't me who broke the vase, or the chair, or the window. And still, that isn't the bad news. By now, the gorilla was getting really hungry. I was a bit scared, but he wasn't interested in me. He wanted to bake a chocolate cake. He had just turned on the blender when the doorbell rang again. This time, it really was the pizza boy. He looked surprised to see us. He ran away before I could pay him. I suppose that's quite good news, really. The gorilla ran away when he heard you coming downstairs. So you probably won't believe that he made all this mess. You are bound to blame me and send me to bed without any pizza. But the bad news is there isn't any pizza left. The end. Kids, I hope you enjoyed this story. Please tune in next week for another Read with the Falcons.